While North Dakota farmers and ranchers are resilient, the unprecedented circumstance is billions of dollars of crops remain unharvested. That was the main message from North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum during a stop in Grand Forks yesterday.
So this is an unprecedented amount of economic risk and stress for the farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, in addition to the normal spring flooding. I signed a statewide flood emergency disaster declaration, which will then pave the way for obtaining federal assistance, including the pursuit of a USDA secretarial disaster declaration and a presidential disaster declaration.
Grand Forks farmer Bo Bateman attended yesterday's meeting. Bateman has only been able to harvest about half of his acres this fall.
Perhaps the more valuable crops are still out there, so the economics is a little challenging. You know, we're buying more products that will float us, you know, wider tires, looking at tracks, then looking at running our equipment more shallow, making some modifications on sugar beet harvesters to be able to dig shallower and still pop the product out of the ground. And so there's just a multiple of things that we're dealing with to get it off.
Several other farmers and ranchers in attendance spoke about the challenges they're facing. North of Grand Forks at Manville, farmer Bill Johnson said this fall flooding is a serious issue. After talking about harvest delays and agricultural supply chain issues, Johnson emotionally said, "It's just a lot." There is a lot of pressure right now, and Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring said it is mentally taking a toll on farmers and ranchers.
I know that we're used to being the rock, and you don't want to burden your family with more of your own stress and concerns, but they're aware of it. They see it. Visit with them. Visit with other loved ones, with friends, family. Just share, because quite frankly, you're not the only one in this, but you may feel like it.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Grand Forks, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.